MIT's Media Lab is all glass and open floor plans. Everywhere you look, there's an earnest group of people working on something remarkable. Robots here, holograms there. And on Wednesday nights, in a room on the fifth floor, Dan Novi and Sophia Bruckner lead a class called Science Fiction to Science Fabrication.
So we have Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep? And I'm including Blade Runner, so if you want to list something that you found in Blade Runner that was awesome, that wasn't necessarily from the novel, that counts. Or the Tiptree story, Plugged In Girl.
The week I showed up for class, those were the readings on the table. If you don't know your sci-fi classics, the story Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep by Philip K. Dick is the basis for the movie Blade Runner.
I'm Deckard, Blade Runner, 260-354.
They started class with a conversation about the technologies from those readings that caught people's attention. Sophia went first.
Oh, well, I definitely love the empathy box. It's my favorite. One of my favorite devices from sci-fi of all time.
I really like the mood organ and how you can basically dial yourself, the desire to dial yourself. I thought it was really interesting.
I also like the electric sheep.
The class discussion goes all over the place. Talking about Philip K. Dick and James Tiptree took us from nuclear cars powered by thorium.
It's like an El Camino with the,
with the nuclear reactor in the back. I was like, whoa.
To this YouTube video of an artificial intelligence experiment where these two robots get into an existential argument with each other.
I've answered all your questions.
No, you haven't.
What is God to you?
Not everything.
Not everything could also be something.
Then they spend some time doing concept sketches of one of those devices from their readings.
So I started doing something with wires. This version, it actually dispenses your mood into a shot glass.
So I designed an electric sheep. Obviously, it's going to have to interact with people, so it's going to have micro fluffy feelers.
Over the course of the semester, these students, they're supposed to go make some of these things. Well, not the nuclear car, I hope. One of the most promising sketches this week came from Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep? The key to the book is something called the Voight-Kampff test. It's how you tell a human from an android. You test their empathy.
Is this to be an empathy test? Capillary dilation of the so-called blush response? Fluctuation of the pupil? Involuntary dilation of the iris?
We call it Voight-Kampff for short.
So I was thinking about the Voight-Kampff test. I was imagining a couple of components to it here. He talks about like setting up a camera with a like to look at their eye. And they
That's Greg Borenstein. With 15 minutes and a Sharpie, he had a detailed concept for a working machine.
Also, if you did like an LED on the surface of the skin to light up the veins under the surface and like a small but very high frame rate camera right on the surface of the skin, I could imagine you could do some
capillary flush response.
Type of stuff. So I was imagining that hooked up with USB to software and like a display of like the subdermal veins for flush response and looking for like really small scale dilation.
This guy's really good.
And that's what I was imagining, that cheek patch that it is part of what they attach to have both like a GSR sensor on there with an Arduino.
This is just the concept stage. But Greg showed me a project he had already completed for the class, based on the William Gibson novel Neuromancer. It's a video game that lets you take on the action of the book's characters, Case and Molly.
It's a game for two people. One plays as Case, one plays as Molly. And the Case player is wearing an Oculus Rift, which is a VR headset that tracks your head and lets you kind of immerse yourself in a 3D computer graphics world. And the other person, who plays as Molly, carries two phones with them. And Case has to navigate Molly through a series of physical obstacles.
Okay, so do I want to go right into campus or do I want to go left?
And using those two phones that Molly's carrying, Case sees in 3D her point of view.
Right here?
It's a little hard to follow. The game is meant to disorient you. There's a video of it up at studio360.org. But playing Greg's game dramatizes how technology disconnects us from the physical world. Greg signed up for this class because he's an avid sci-fi fan. But when he saw the syllabus, he worried about the whole premise here.
The call to action in the class being like, let's read the science fiction and then go build this stuff is funny when you read the science fiction and it's actively questioning, you know, what that would mean. Is it good?
In other words, Philip K. Dick wasn't saying, let's build empathy boxes. He's imagining a world where we had them. How would we use them or misuse them?
I think that's led to a really interesting tension in the projects in the class where for if you approach it from a pure design, oh, I want to be inspired by this way of improving current technology, you can kind of run into weird dead ends. Whereas if you can use making as almost as its own kind of science fiction to imagine what the world will be like, that's almost a better way of emulating the books that we're reading.
And that's what Sophia Bruckner and Dan Novy, who run the class, want. In fact, it's kind of the point.
Reading science fiction is kind of like ethics class for inventors.
With the ability of any technology or any application really to go viral over the planet in 24 hours, I think it is even more important then to think about what you're doing before you release it into the wild.
At a place like MIT, the question has always been, how do we build this? But in this class, they're using science fiction to try to ask a different question. Should we? For Studio 360, I'm Julia Lowry Henderson.